Welcome to Hello World, Being Human in the Age of Algorithms by Hannah Fry, a book that will permanently change how you see every system quietly making decisions about your life. Most people assume handing a choice to a machine removes human bias, but this book reveals why that assumption is one of the most dangerous ideas of our time. Hannah Fry, a mathematician who models human behavior and cities at University College London, spent years building the case, and the answer is nothing like you expect. Algorithms are not a modern invention. Fry argues that humans have always tried to formalize thinking, from Carl Friedrich Gauss correcting arithmetic as a child to today's machine learning systems deciding bail, credit, and medical treatment. What has changed is the scale, speed, and opacity of these systems. According to the author, algorithms are never neutral. They encode the values, assumptions, and biases of their creators and their training data. Handing a decision to a machine does not eliminate human judgment. It embeds that judgment invisibly into code. There, it becomes far harder to see, challenge, or correct. This is what Fry calls the hidden bargain of algorithmic authority. We gain consistency and processing power, but we risk laundering subjective choices through a veneer of mathematical objectivity. The author also introduces automation bias, the tendency to trust algorithmic outputs over human judgment, even when the algorithm is wrong. Unlike humans, algorithms cannot recognize when a situation falls outside their training data or flag their own uncertainty. The criminal justice system is the book's sharpest case study. Fry examines Compass, a proprietary tool used in American courts to generate recidivism scores that influence sentencing, bail, and parole. A landmark 2016 ProPublica investigation found Compass was nearly twice as likely to falsely flag black defendants as high risk while mislabeling white defendants as low risk. The company disputed these findings by pointing to overall accuracy. But the author argues this reveals something deeper than one flawed tool. It is mathematically impossible to satisfy multiple competing definitions of fairness simultaneously when base rates differ between groups. Every risk assessment tool therefore embeds a moral choice about which fairness definition to prioritize, and hiding that choice inside proprietary code makes it nearly unchallengeable. Fry discusses Eric Loomis, whose attempt to contest a Compass-influenced sentence on due process grounds failed in court. The author is skeptical of reassurances that judges retain ultimate discretion because psychological research shows numerical scores create powerful anchoring effects. Predictive policing tools like PredPol compound this further. Historical over-policing of minority neighborhoods produces biased data, which directs officers back to the same areas, generating more arrests, reinforcing the predictions, a self-fulfilling prophecy dressed as objective science. Across criminal justice, dynamic pricing, and targeted advertising, the author's conclusion is consistent. Who builds these systems, whose interests they serve, and who bears the costs of their errors is a political question, not a technical one. The appropriate response, Fry contends, is not to abandon algorithms, but to demand transparency, independent auditing, the right to explanation, and meaningful human oversight. Deciding where to position ourselves between full human and full algorithmic control is itself a moral choice, one that cannot be delegated to the machine. Fry discusses Eric Loomis, whose attempt to contest a Compass-influenced sentence on due process grounds failed in court. The author is skeptical of reassurances that judges retain ultimate discretion because psychological research shows numerical scores create powerful anchoring effects. Predictive policing tools like PredPol compound this further. Historical over-policing of minority neighborhoods produces biased data, which directs officers back to the same areas, generating more arrests and reinforcing the predictions. That cycle is a self-fulfilling prophecy, dressed as objective science. Fry connects this to a broader point. Data is always a product of human choices about what to measure, where to look, and whose behavior to record. Apparent objectivity is a construction, not a fact. The same logic extends to commercial life, dynamic pricing algorithms that disadvantage poorer consumers, and targeted advertising systems built on opacity rather than transparency. Across all these domains, the author's conclusion is consistent. Who builds these systems, whose interests they serve, and who bears the costs of their errors is a political question. It is not a technical one.